Position here today. He plays piano, he plays guitar, he beats the box. Recently found out he plays the trumpet. Attaboy. Well, good morning. Today is our annual meeting, as we've been, it's been in the bulletin for several weeks now. So as it is the annual meeting, it is going to be somewhat of a different service today, but welcome. We're glad you're here. I got a question for you. Have you ever heard the term Poganip fog? Okay, here's where I learned it from, a Louis L'Amour audiobook. But anytime we have fog like this, I guess the Poganip fog is a Native American term for fog. But like in the Midwest, where it actually freezes, a fog like this, the ice crystals will form on anything, branches, fences, and whatever. So anytime we have a fog like we have today, I always think of the Poganip fog. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. A little bit of trivia, I guess. Anyways, what do we call those, Ken? Rabbit trails? Yeah. Both barrels locked and loaded, yeah. Well, as we do every Sunday, let's open with a little bit of a word from the Lord. And today I'd like to open with Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 12. It says, "So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father." Isn't that a good way to live? Words to live by? Let's join in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you and we worship you. We set aside this time to lift your name up. As the song we've already sung this morning declares, you are holy. That's not because we say so, but that's because who you are. And you've also called us to be holy as well. So I pray you'd set aside in our hearts to offer up an offering of praise to you, a sacrifice of our lives given to you in response to your incredible offering to us. So that's why we worship you this morning. We ask that you be glorified in our lives, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. And as you take your seats, we'd like to just remind you to take a second and fill out that welcome folder that's in the left-hand seat of each row. And as we do that, we'll go over a few of the announcements that are in the bulletin. You'll notice something new right as you open that. Under the missions heading, Daniel and Avitha Victor from India Partners will be at our church on February 21st and 22nd to share about the Gapi Rehabilitation Center and their new facility in India. They'll be sharing during Sunday school and during the worship service. So be thinking about that and plan to attend to hear from the new things that are happening with them. Also, the missions trip, the Baja missions trip, June 19th through the 22nd. If you'd like to go on one of these, there's also one, what is it, in November? I guess it's not written here, but has been. If you're interested in being part of one of those mission trips, talk to Bill or Bill. You'll notice as well the February birthdays and anniversaries are in there. And I always think it's a great opportunity to send somebody an encouragement note on their special days, just to let you know that, or let them know that you've been thinking about them. Like we have already said, today is the annual meeting. So join us for lunch together after the service. The 2015 calendar is there. You can look at that. And upcoming this Wednesday, for the Awana Club meetings, the Wednesday night, Flash Light Night. I have a tendency of saying Flash Night Light. But anyways, that should be a fun time for the Awana Clubbers. So that's just kind of a brief overview of what's in the bulletin. Would like to encourage you to read through it and make yourself aware of what else is going on. Is there anything else you'd like to make an announcement about that perhaps isn't in the bulletin today? If not, then we'll invite the praise team to come forward and lead in singing.
Please stand as we worship.
Your love has captured me. Your grace has set me free. Your life, the air I breathe, be glorified in me. You set my feet to dancing, you set my heart on fire, in the presence of a thousand kings, all my one desire. And I stand before you now with trembling hands lifted high. Be glorified. Be glorified. You set my feet to dancing. You set my heart on fire. In the presence of a thousand kings, you are my one desire. I stand before you now with trembling hands lifted high. Be glorified. Be glorified. Your love has captured me. Your grace has set me free. Your life, the air I breathe, be glorified in me. You set my feet to dancing, you set my heart on fire, the presence of a thousand kings, you are my one desire. I stand before you now with trembling hands lifted high. You set my feet to dancing, you set my heart on fire, in the presence of a thousand kings, you are my one desire. I stand before you now with trembling hands lifted high. Be glorified. Sing a song of celebration, lift up a shout of praise, for the bridegroom will come, the glorious one, and all will look on his face. Dance with
So good morning, saints. I am going to move down here today because we're going to have some sharing going on and we're going to have some different things that go on in the annual meeting. And so we can just kind of include it all down in here. So I guess you in the front row, you're in the spit zone now. So anyway, so I'm excited about today. We're going to be bringing God's word to us this morning as we kind of intertwined with our annual meeting. We started this, this will be our third year to do it this way. During the church service, have our annual meeting and intertwine it with God's word and what God says in his word and just about what we are talking about this year. Each year, we set aside a Sunday in January to do that, talk about our annual meeting, talk about the life of the church. The purpose of this is really, that we have an annual meeting, is to really look back, review last year's ministry, to evaluate together, have we continued to do what God has purposed for us to do? Or are we continuing to do what God has put it in our heart and as this body of Christ, this church to do in our constitution. Listen to what it says in our constitution. It says this. It says that our purpose is to exalt and glorify God in all that we do. In our worshiping of God in our daily lives, so that we would honor, that we would exalt, that we would glorify God, we would glorify his character, his nature, and all that we would do. And as a church, we put that down as a purpose of us. And also, we wrote this, that we would be about edifying, building up, growing the body of Christ, maturing our faith, you might say it that way, or maturing our walk with Christ, and that we would be about evangelizing and discipling the lost, sharing Christ, promoting salvation, encouraging others to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I often say it like this, we'd be maturing the saints, winning the lost, as in our life and all that we would do, that we're exalting God as the answer to all, that Christ is the only place of salvation. And that we're glorifying him in all that we do. So as a church family, what we do each year is we look at the ministry last year. It's an annual meeting. The membership of the church to look back, said, are we carrying on what God has purposed the church to carry on? How we've written that down. So an important thing for all of us in our heart and mind to just think about and evaluate. And let me encourage you in this way. that if you have any thoughts or that if you have any encouragement or questions or concerns, write them in the welcome folder. Or if you have a piece of paper, you can write them and put them in the offering box, because the desire of the leadership is to hear from the members, the body of Christ, where we're at, what you see, and those kind of things. And like I said, any concerns, any encouragements, and you know, it's not like you can only do that today, but you'll be able to do that. You want to do that next week, you want to do that during the week, anything like that. Because it's important in communication, important that we encourage each other. And so what we do today is we look back upon last year with those kind of eyes, looking back. Are we continually making that our focus? And so our text for this morning that we're going to pull that out of is Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. So open your Bibles with me there. So, you know, just as you're opening your Bibles there, encouraging again that as a church we get together, annual meeting, big important thing in the sense of that we are asking the question in our heart and mind, are we continuing to do the work of the ministry that God has purposed in our heart to do, what he says we're to be about? Are we continuing in that? It's good for us to look in that way. It, like I said, and be good communicators about that. We're going to do some things today in our service that do that, that look at that. You know, here in Paul's text here, it's very encouraging if you look at the New Testament, that many of the New Testament epistles written to the church, in the opening verses they do this. They look back at what's been going on in the church. They look back at what's going on been in the family of God, and they also look forward to what God's going to do in the future or what God desires in the future, and they do that in the opening. It's very encouraging to see that. You know, Paul does that here as we look at the book of Philippians. He starts with a greeting. Look at verse 1 and 2. Paul writes this, Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and deacons. Now, I'm not sure if they're, don't you like the way you wrote that? To all the saints and then the deacons and the leaders there too also, kind of thing. He's including everyone. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you just love me? Hey, you guys, it's from Paul and Timothy, bondservants of the Lord. We're writing to you. And we greet you in grace and peace. I just love that, the way that is. And you know what? Since we are here this morning doing our annual meeting, let's take a moment. Let's go ahead and greet each other in grace and peace. So stand up, say good morning to each other, take a moment to just embrace each other. You know, it's good for us to just embrace each other in a morning like this and just kind of connect and that kind of thing. Because, you know, the things that we're talking about and the things that we're discussing as we're going on here, you know, here's a good question for you. How'd your family do this last year? How'd the kids do? How did the kids grow in their relationship with Christ? How'd they do with the challenges of life? Did any of them learn how to tie a shoe? Did any of them learn how to, you know, write an essay? I mean, life is that way. Things are going along. Things are happening in our lives. You know, we can go all the way through all of our lives and all the different kind of things. And what God is wanting us to do is look at our lives and say, are we continuing to grow in the Lord? That's the purpose of why we gather, the purpose of the family of God, the purpose of all the things that God wants us to do and the love for one another, all the one another's, is that God is at work growing our lives. Look at what Paul said after he said the opening greeting. as he looked back, look what he said in verse 3 through 8. He says this, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in every prayer for you all. In view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now, for I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. For it is only right for me to feel this way about you, because I have you in my heart, since both in my imprisonment and my defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of grace with me. For God is my witness how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. Now, as Paul thinks about this church, as he remembers them, as he looks back on their lives and prays for them looking back, he pulls all these things out. He talks about what's going on in their life and thanking God and being full of joy. And I'm going to pull out four things today that really refer to us and what we're going to focus on in our annual meeting. You know, as we would look back in our last year, look at verse 5. He says this, in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now. This refers to him viewing their participation in the gospel, their participation in Christ, in his work, in his goodness, in his grace, in the life that he has given us. The word here, participation, and it carries the idea in the original language of sharing in the common life in the gospel. It means it's to live life together, sharing in the common life. Listen, look back in last year. We participated in the gospel. We've been sharing in the common life that God has given us. We've been living the life that God has given to us through the salvation of Christ in different ways, in different actions going on, but we've been sharing in that. Paul said in Philippians 4, 14 and 15, he said, you have done well to share with me in my affliction. Same word, share. You've shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving. And because of our life in Christ, because of the salvation that we have in the Lord, because of the gospel, there comes this sharing in a life together for God's purpose. Whether you contribute to the needs of the saints, or you practice hospitality, or you help each other, or you help each other with their walk with Christ, or honoring Christ, or growing in their relationship with the Lord, that's been going on. So as we look back, we see a view of our participation in the gospel. We've done many, many, many things in that participation. It's been going on from young to old. And so the second thing to pull out, it's the perfecting work of God. It goes right with it. Look at verse 6. He says, for I'm confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Listen, our confidence is in all that we do is that God's perfecting work is going on. This is really the central of the text, that what God is doing, this really centered to our lives as we would look back, that God has been at work, the perfecting work of God in our lives. Changing us, sanctifying us, confronting us, working in our lives in many different ways. A faithful God working in our lives. Our confidence is in that. Anybody teaching a class, anybody serving in any way, and anybody that's ministering within the body of Christ, your confidence is in that God is at work. The perfecting work of God, using our service in that, using all that God is doing. You want to say an amen? He's got a lot of work to do, right? But the thing we rejoice and look at, he's at work. Philippians weren't perfect. Paul was full of joy for what God was doing. So God is wanting us, in as we look back, to see his work, to embrace that. Hebrews 13 says this, God's work is to equip you in every good thing to do his will. Our work is to seek after him and his truth and apply it to our lives. See, because for God is at work in you to will and to work for his good pleasure. God is at work in us to will and to work for his good pleasure. And that's in all the things going on. That's in the interaction of our life, the ministries of our life, the relationships of our life. It's important to remember that. It's in the giving and receiving. It's in the work of the Lord. It's the perfecting, maturing work of God. It's alive as we look back. Don't you see it alive? It's incredibly how much it's alive in our life. Second, the third thing he says, we are partakers of the grace together, of God's grace. Look at the end of verse 7, he says this. You all are partakers of grace with me. Listen, abundant grace is upon us as we seek to serve the Lord. It's the grace of God that's upon us. Paul said in Ephesians 1, 7 and 8, the riches of his grace he has lavished, smothered us with. Remember my illustration of country gravy? We're soaked in it. Stripping off the plate. It's the grace of God that gives us any ability, any way, any heart, any love, any care. It's the new life that we have in Christ, and it's all about the grace of God in our life. Romans 5:2 says, it's the grace in which we stand. Listen to 2 Corinthians 9:8. It says this, God is able to make all the grace abound to us, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, we may have an abundance for every good deed. That's God's promise. That as we seek Him, to serve Him, His grace will abound in our life, that we have all sufficiency in everything, so we may have an abundance for every good deed. God is at work, the perfecting work of God, and He is for us and with us and desires that grace to abound in our life for all good things, for all good deeds, for what God wants to do. Whether that's change of heart, change of direction, work in a marriage, help a parent, guide a child, whether it's to admonish a brother, whether it's to love a lost one. See, God is at work with the abundant grace. That word in there would, about being partakers of grace says it this way, we are joint partners in His grace. We have been lavished this last year. The last point, we have a personal love of Christ. Verse 8, He says it this way, for God is my witness, how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. Affection there, that word in the original language is inward parts. It's from the inside. It's like this, from the gut. You look at last year, don't we love each other from the gut? It's in there, isn't it? It's God at work. It's just that act on behalf of each other from the inside. It's the work of God. It's what God is doing in our lives. We love, the love we have for each other is apparent in our lives. I think it's apparent all over the place, in the ministries, in serving, or being toward one another. We look and see us exercising the love that God has given us, 1 Peter 1:22. God's church, we seek corporately and individually to love as Christ loved, to wear hearts of compassion, what, Brian, you read today? To wear hearts of kindness, of forgiveness, of truth, of humility. Now let nobody get distracted. None of us are perfect, and God's still at work in many, many ways. And it's not that we're so wonderful, that it's that we serve a wonderful God that's at work in our lives. But we are living what God calls us to live, and that's to be seeking to grow in His ways. And would you not agree that God has worked out many, many things in our relationships through this last year? He continues to do so, continues to desire to do so. Would you agree that God has grown us in our faith this last year? Would you agree that we've been participating in the gospel? Would you agree that God's divine work, His perfecting work's been going on in our life? We all see and recognize, not perfectly, not always in all the things, but God is at work. So Pastor Tom, is what he's going to do right now is he's going to come up and share a video with us that kind of looks back into the last year's ministry. He'll say a few words, and then he's going to pray as we look back on this year.
Linda and I now have been here about 5.5 years, came in October of 2009, and you know, we've just grown, talking about the affection, Linda and I have just grown in our love for the church. We, from the beginning, it was that way. But just to be able to participate together the way we have and see what God's doing has just been such a delight, you know, to us. And as I put this together this year, I told Linda, I said, you know, we're not a big mega church, we're not a big huge church, but we have a lot of things going on for the in all ages, opportunities really for growth for people, and a lot of neat things happening. And I'll just kind of preface this and kind of a disclaimer at the beginning here to say there's no way that the pictures that you will see will represent all of our ministries. I'm sorry, camera couldn't be present everywhere, and some of you didn't take pictures or didn't, you know, anyway. But it'll give you a picture of this past year and some of the neat things that happened. And, you know, just as I put it together, it just made me so thankful for what God has done, but what He's continuing to do here. So it's a PowerPoint, and just so you know, it's synchronized this year, 3.75 seconds per slide. It was only 3, so you can slow down and you're watching a little bit more, but it still moves fast. Okay, so we're going to look at this together with some music in the background, and we'll take a look together.